This is Twit.
Anyway, my question was about my mother-in-law's MacBook Pro.
Okay.
So about a week ago, she gave me a call and said that, you know, she turned it on and she got the blue screen and said, if you want to unlock your computer, call us.
What?
You know. So I figured it's some sort of ransomware, which I thought was kind of rare on a MacBook, but she downloads a lot of weird stuff, I guess. So, and then today...
The call us number was not Apple. It was somebody else.
It was somebody else, yeah.
Oh, man. Now, it's possible... First of all, Apples don't do blue screens. Was it a blue screen?
She's sending me a picture of it. I'm not with
Does
her
it
right
look
now.
Like a Windows blue screen? Because I'll tell you what, no. That's a fake.
Like a dump screen?
Yeah, the Apple... there's only one screen I know of on the Apple. It's called a kernel panic screen. And it's gray. It has a sad Mac on it. It is very unique. And if she's not seeing that screen, it could be she's being spoofed. That she's at a website that you know, on the web, with JavaScript, you can do a whole bunch of crazy things, including full screen, something that looks like, oh, and it freezes the mouse. By the way, I just found out, Steve Gibson, our security guy, just told me, it's possible to freeze the mouse in a on a website that makes you feel like your system's unusable. Except it's completely usable. It's just that your mouse pointer won't move, and it could be that. So one thing
yeah,
for her
check
to
check that out because one thing she uses, I think it runs off Java. She uses it's a web based program, and it's for cutting vinyl stickers out.
Yeah,
and
that's not necessarily bad, but you're right. If she then has Java turned on as a plugin for her browser, that's very dangerous.
Okay, I'll check that out for you.
Yeah, so make sure that what you can do is say, you can use this plugin only on this site, but normally always ask before you load Java on a web page. That's number one. Now, remember, Java is different than JavaScript. But JavaScript, you really can't disable. All the web uses it. It's way too necessary for almost every page. But it is possible to do things in JavaScript that appear to be a hack. And so if it doesn't say it's a kernel panic and has a sad Mac on it, and it's a grayish screen, if it doesn't say that, in fact, I'm sure it doesn't because it says call. There is no message on the Mac that says that. So it's spurious. Her system probably isn't hung. She just thinks it is.
But
so if you can get her out of the browser.
Screen.
Yeah, just get her Alt-Tab.
She's on a Windows machine.
She's on a Windows or Mac?
No. She was it sounds like they would have.
Yeah, blue screen is Windows.
Thinking it was Windows. Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet you it's not. Well, obviously it's not a Mac error message. Wouldn't have a phone number on it. But what I'm thinking is she isn't really hacked. It's a website that has locked her cursor, filled the screen with an error message, and then says, "Oh, you can't use your computer anymore." We've seen this. This happens on Windows too. It's a unfortunate feature in. JavaScript, which needs to be turned off and probably will be. The way to figure this out is to get her out of that. And it may be that you can Alt-Tab out of that. It may be that you can just shut down the computer. But it's very unlikely that she's actually been hacked.
Okay. Do you know if they somehow did get a ransomware on there and then they decided it's not worth it, this person's not going to pay for it, they could turn it off, and should I
well if so
anyway out of caution?
The real ransomware would actually not do that, not lock up the computer. It would encrypt all her files, and you'll know immediately if that's happened. Can you physically visit her?
Yes, I'm
okay
today.
Oh, okay. You'll know immediately if it was really ransomware. There is ransomware on the Mac. It's much less prevalent. But you just told me she does all sorts of terrible things. So terrible in our parlance. Yeah, you know, because she goes to sketch sites or she's not careful about what she downloads. It is absolutely possible. The Apples are not invincible. That's just a lot less common because there's a whole lot more Windows machines and they're a lot easier to infect. So bad guys focus on Windows mostly. So, yeah, you'll know immediately. If you can turn off the machine, it's okay to turn off the machine. Just turn it off, you know, press and hold the on-off switch till it goes off. Reboot it. If it reboots normally, she's fine.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
My pleasure. There aren't, as far as I know, there's nothing like malware bytes for the Mac because there just isn't much call for it. You know, a program that scans for malware. If you see other evidence, and you know, here's a few things to do. Look in the launch daemons. There's two system folders on Macintosh. There's one for the user in the home folder, and there's one at the root level for the entire computer. Look in kernel extensions and launch daemons folders to see if something odd is getting launched or installed on the kernel. And it's sufficient just to delete those from the folder or move them out of the folder. Oh, there is a malware bytes for the Mac OS, Scooter X says. I still wouldn't use it. I'm not a big fan of malware bytes. That's probably why I'm not up on what they offer. Don't recommend it. You can do this. If there's anything going on, you'll see it immediately. Most likely, what's going on is something I did not know about until I learned about it this week on our Security Now podcast. Steve Gibson's our security guy. There is a way to freeze the browser using JavaScript that looks like your computer's what tech people call hung, dead. And then if you wanted to really mess with somebody, you'd put up a screen that says your computer is broken. If you ever want to see your files again, call this number and give us money or whatever. The fact they're saying call this number usually means we can repair it. You'll pay us $300 and we'll fix it. Don't do that. The mouse isn't moving. The cursor is just frozen solid. Maybe the keyboard is also not responsive. That actually isn't a hack. It's something that a website can do, shouldn't be able to, but can do. And something that really, is easy to get out of. You just reboot the computer. But you'll want to think about going back to that site again. Maybe is not a great site. Now, let me talk a little bit about this. Our friend Steve Gibson, he's kind of my security guru. We do a podcast called Security Now. And he talked about this particular hack this week. He says it was discovered by Malwarebytes. It affects a number of browsers, Chrome, Firefox, Opera, Vivaldi, Brave. It may affect others. It takes advantage of a function in JavaScript called save or open blob. And what this function does is it either saves something to the hard drive or opens something from the hard drive. So let's say a website wanted to save a file or maybe save some settings. It could do that. But it turns out that it's very easy to say it in the website. It's a little slower to execute on the machine. So what the website can do is say it over and over again. Save this, save this, save this, save this, save this. What happens is eventually your operating system comes so backed up that the CPU goes to 100% and it freezes your mouse. And it looks like your machine is dead. Right before they do that, though, they put up a sign saying, your machine's broken, the ISP is blocking it, whatever. Something to get you to call a number so they can extract some money out of you. Here's the fix. If you're on Windows, Control-Alt-Delete still works. It might be slow. Be patient. Then select Task Manager and close the browser. On a Mac, like our caller's aunt had, there's a force quit feature, which I had forgotten about, but my staff reminded me. It's Option-Command-Escape. Command-Option-Escape on the Macintosh keyboard. The Windows key, the Mac key, the fan key is the command key, right? So command, option, escape. That'll pop up a selector that'll say force quit applications. Usually it'll show the application that's frozen, but if it doesn't, if it select the browser and force quit, everything will be back to normal. That'll be it. You'll be back to normal. Everything will be fine. There is no infection. It's a known flaw. All right? All right. Thank you for calling and asking about that. I did not know about this. Thanks again to Steve Gibson for bringing it up. So we now know. Control-Alt-Delete on a PC and close the browser, or Command-Option-Escape on a Mac, close the browser, and everything will be fine. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Have a great Geek Week.